Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Morning Extra, live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m., only on Extra 106.3.
It seems obvious that we would start this show with the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago, but we're going to get to that in just a few minutes because this room is about to explode. Just with all the nonsense that we're seeing in the White House saying we had no idea it was coming.
It's my fault. I drove over here upset.
I know, yeah. Right?
I got up upset.
That's right. You know, it's understandable.
And then of course, I'm going after my boy Rhino. We're just doing the whole like, and him and I, we're kind of like a gasoline and a match. It just depends on which one of us is the one that day.
Yeah, who's lighting?
Believe me, I know. I do my best to corral it a little bit. And
Tug sits there with the fire extinguisher, like, which one am I spraying this time?
Y'all both settle down. Like, I can't settle down.
Let's settle. Let's talk it through. Let's not holler. But it makes you want to just scream to the top of your lungs because it is so absurd, the things that we're seeing that are happening in this government, and that was never intended to happen in this government. That's the thing that's the scariest to me is that the way the left looks with disdain at the Constitution of the United States of America.
100%. You just nailed it.
Disdain.
Yeah. They hate the Constitution.
They despise it because that's the roadblock to their ultimate power, right? That's the roadblock. That's the one document.
Yeah.
If they could burn down the National Archives or maybe they'll send the FBI over there to just to set it on fire at some point.
Yeah.
You know, like
the White House knew nothing about that either.
Yeah, exactly. I had no idea. But,
250 years, nothing like this has happened.
Right.
250 exactly years. Right. We've held the, you know, thought that, hey, you know what? There are certain protections, especially for an ex-president. But let's throw it all out the window. And I don't think the Democrats realize how much this is going to backfire, because if you don't think that this is going to happen now to them, if you don't think Chris Wray and the Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, are not going to be called in front of Congress or the House Judiciary Committee come the time when, you know, they decide and Republicans are in control of the House, you're fully mistaken. I mean, this is a dangerous road we're going down.
Where do I begin? Part of the problem that we have had over the better part of 2.5 years, no one has gone to jail for any of their lawlessness.
Nothing has been done, has happened. But I'm afraid it's going to be the same way here.
Fine. But at a certain point, you have to talk about real investigations. Mm-hmm. We're doing all these show trials and everything else. At some point, when do we go, hey, Christopher Wray, this is not exactly the way that a law enforcement agency is supposed to act. Hey, Anthony Fauci, what did you exactly know? And until we have Nuremberg-style trials where people go to prison or they end up on a gallows, none of this changes. Yeah, none of it at all, because there's no punishment for any of it.
But that's the problem, Los, is that, and that's what Donald Trump was trying to alleviate, right? And I didn't understand the swamp when he talked about the swamp.
It protects itself believe.
And it's on both sides, man. That's why I say I'm a conservative, not a Republican, because it is absolutely on both sides.
Yeah, they're little blue alligators, little red alligators.
That's exactly right.
Maybe even some green alligators.
They're all alligators. Out there to get their piece of the pie.
Yes.
And that's how it goes. And so when you see any of this stuff, and there's a part of me that believes in constitutional government, and there's a part of me that sits back and says, this is the way things are supposed to go. And then we see it slowly being torn apart by a level of fascism that I never would have thought I would have lived through in my entire life in this country. And here it is. It's right in your face.
It is.
How are you raiding the house of a former president?
The other thing about that, you're raiding the house of a former president. And it's never happened.
And we've actually had real criminals as presidents.
That's exactly right. Well, there's
what
that.
What are we doing?
There's that, and then there's the fact
it's political theater is what it
totally is. Yes, of course. But then you've had, Hillary Clinton and her 30,000 emails. Nothing happened. Hunter Biden, which CNN.
She might have real death on her hands, allegedly.
Right. Allegedly. but let me tell you, I think most people believe that it's there. Even people on the left are like, I'm not even messing with
her.
Yeah,
cross with the Clintons. Somehow everyone ends up dead.
Yeah.
Weird.
The body list.
So Dan Bongino was on Jesse Rivers last night, and this is what he said about what you guys are talking about.
The management of the FBI has now shredded any single shred, sliver of credibility this agency had left. All I'm telling you is you cannot tell me we still live in a constitutional republic and not the freaking third world when you have Hillary Clinton paying foreign agents to interfere with an election, people lying under oath repeatedly, Hunter Biden doing crack on tape, and what happens? Where are the federal agents? They're not in Malibu. They're not in Chappaqua. They're in Mar-a-Lago. This is some third world garbage that happened tonight.
Going after your political opponents, using the government to go after your political opponents. I mean, that's what happens in Cuba.
Yeah, the one word you're going to hear more than anything else, or two words, really, banana republic. You're going to hear that all day today from everybody on the conservative side. Even, you know what, I think even some on the left will do it. But, you know, I've already heard CNN. That's the first thing I did. I knew what Fox News reaction was going to be. I knew what our reaction is going to be. But I wanted to see what they said. And the hypocrisy is
just reveling in it.
They love it. And the funny part about it is, and I think what you'll see, and when it comes down to when the Trump lawyers sit back and say, this is what you're allowed to do, because they're going to have to go through everything that was pulled out of that house before anything goes any further. So his lawyers are going to look at it and say, okay, so all you're doing is trying to get things for the National Archive. That was your whole agenda.
So you raided the man's house to get something for the National Archives?
Yeah, no, because otherwise, if they really had a case and this had to do, because let's be honest, we all know what this is about. They want to find a way to use Article 3 of the 14th Amendment that says that anybody who is guilty of an insurrection or any kind of treason against the United States government can never be on the ballot again. They're going for Article 3 of that. They tried it with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They failed. Trying it really hard with this January 6th trial. That's what this is all about.
Well, that's failing, and I think that's the next step.
This is the next step in the failure of that, because they're not going to find anything. The lawyers that will protect Trump will say, hey, you can't use any of the stuff that you took out that you think is evidence when it's not. So that's what's going to end up happening. This is all going to kind of fall apart. But to show what they're capable of doing, that's scary to me.
Well, that's the interesting part, and we've now seen it. There's a number of again, and they're flash polls. It's phone calls. It's quickly hit the internet. We're seeing a 10 to 15% bump going towards Republicans because you have common people going, the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Look, I think independents at this point, independents who probably...
Like it sounded the alarm for them to go, what a banana republic.
But that's my point. I think independents who have been a little standoffish, maybe they were put off by the brashness.
And they don't like Trump to start with.
But that's what I'm saying.
But they're already bothered by, what the hell are you doing?
But that's my point. That's exactly my point, is that these people that are in the middle and kind of they could waver either way. They're going, the left is doing, they're doing things to absolutely destroy the foundation of America. Going back to Barack Obama, I almost said it, the fundamental change of America. And it is not a good fundamental change. And Barack Obama started it, and Biden has done nothing but pour gasoline on top of it.
Well, you nailed it. You nailed it, because this is an attack on the Constitution, which has been an attack from the beginning of this entire presidency.
They despise the Constitution.
And they're
going
to continue to do it. Look, they attacked the First Amendment on one side, right? They did it with social media and big tech. They took away our right to free speech, our right to complain about the government. Then they go for the Second Amendment. Now, it's going to continue. They're using the 14th, the 4th, the 5th. They're going to keep going and keep going. But the fact of the matter is this. The Constitution is strong, and we're strong. And the greatest part about this to me, the one thing that makes me happy, when I saw that his compound, the Mar-a-Lago homestead, however you want to call it, was raided, was that they're afraid. They're deathly afraid of midterm elections. They have to find anything they can to keep Trump off the ballot.
See, but it's not the midterms. It's the 2024.
Well, no, it's both. Both because you know what they want to do? They saw the power. Newt Gingrich talked about it. We'll talk about that a little bit. They saw his power. There were Trump conservatives that they thought, hey, we got all the Never Trumpers thought, hey, we got all these Trumps out. Liz Cheney thought, hey, we got Trump out. But no, you didn't, because we're seeing it in the primaries. The people that he's endorsing, the people, the young right, the ones that I talked about, Carlos talks about, Lauren Boebert, the young, the passionate,
the new right,
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
By the way, we're on the offense last night.
They were on the, exactly. And those are the people that are winning. Those are the voices that are being heard. And that is a huge fear to the Democrats.
This is not hyperbole, okay? I'm going to point this out. And I had this discussion with my wife last night. And y'all know I talk about it. She's decidedly liberal.
Is that changing? And you don't have to answer
that
right
now. No, not at all yet. Okay. Now, slowly, maybe, I don't know. At a certain point, maybe she goes like, oh, this is bad. You're right. I told her, I go, understand this. As this station grows, as the popularity of what we're doing continues to grow at an exponential rate, and that's been fascinating about this entire thing, we will all be audited. Rhino, myself,
so
Flounder, I'm
that.
Sorry, you're going to be audited. We're all going to be audited.
I don't know who y'all are.
as we continue to do this, because that's what happens, and that is the weaponization. Now, when I say that, and you go, well, why would, like, this little friendly radio station that keeps growing at a certain level, why would y'all be attacked? If you're willing to do it to an ex-president where you go in force into his home and decide you're going to break into his safe and everything else, what do we matter?
Thus, having 87,000 new IRS agents and only 700 billionaires in America.
It's funny, Rhino. I said that. That's literally in our kitchen last night. Where Jacob went and he had a baseball hitting lesson. He came home, ate dinner late. Laura and I had already eaten. And as he's eating, we're all just sitting there together talking about this. And he was like, what is going on exactly? And I tried to explain it to he and her, my son and my wife. And I said, get ready. These people are coming after us. And I don't think I summarized it quite like you did with the fact that we're on this station. I just meant the middle class, because the IRS basically, I mean, look, Ted Cruz said 1.2 million audits are coming, 700,000 of them, $75,000 or less.
Every single time Rhino does a TikTok that does 100, 200,000 views, you are a target.
It's like waving your hands.
It's like come get me. I'm the one. Exactly. Right. And again,
I just won't pay taxes then.
That's the worst idea.
It sounds small. It sounds petty. But that is what's happening right now. When you talk about having an ex-president have their residence raided over, what, stuff for the National Archives? Okay, it's as petty as it gets right now.
That's exactly right. Because, look, we had this discussion with Barack Obama when he took a lot of those. Because there is a little bit of a gray area. When a president leaves office, what documents and files he can take with him, which ones are going to be classified, which ones he can retain, and which ones have to go back to the National Archive, right? So there was that whole thing with Obama. Yeah. There's been that with George W. Bush.
But we've never had anyone have their home raided based on...
That's the point.
But we have stuff put in presidential libraries that you could basically make the argument, well, that belongs to the National Archives. But we have always... given some sort of executive privilege to,
leniency.
Okay, fine. That's how it goes, and that's how it's going to be. But it doesn't apply to this one.
That's right, because they're horrified of him. They're
They're deathly afraid of him in 2024. They know they have no opponent for him that can beat him. There's nobody on their side that would be able to beat Donald Trump. People are sick and tired of one thing and one thing only, and that's the economic failures of Joe Biden and his administration. When we are paying this much for gas, when we see inflation, when you pass a Inflation Reduction Act that... all the American people know that it is not going to help with inflation, that it is
including
not going to help against
the
deficit. Yeah, including the people on the left. CNN, CNBC.
They're like, it ain't going to help.
Bernie freaking Sanders.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's amazing to me that they're just failings. They have to find anything. And again, this is going to amount to nothing at the end of the day.
That's right.
It's not going to amount to anything. And you know what? Democrats can celebrate this. They could tell you to go get today's paper and frame it because this is the
day. They
Donald Trump is going down. That's what they said on CNN this morning while I was watching. And I said, yeah, go get your papers and realize.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. And guess what? You guys, it's going to be nothing at the end of the day. And Trump will be just
exonerated.
Fine. And you know what? It'll make him even more powerful, I think.
It's another log on the fire. It's just something else of saying, all right, so you had a Russian collusion hoax. Yep. You then had a phone call to Ukraine that ended up being nothing. Then you end up and it's one after another. And what it really highlights is what happens when the ruling class, the government class, the swamp realizes we are under attack. Look how they circle the wagons and look how they go after that one person who's not part of that class.
That's exactly right. And that's why I believe that even independents who are, you know, put off by Trump's brash style, they realize that, hey, if we continue down this path where we're going to use the federal government to be so politicized and weaponized against, and you said it earlier, a president, they are going to come after you. They will. And independents realize it probably more than anybody else because they don't have a side.
But they realize who they're scared of. It's Marjorie Taylor Greene, as we said. It's Lauren Boebert. Mm-hmm. It's Rhino. Okay? Yeah, like, these are the people that when you start to basically say, hey, here's the mirror, here's what's going on, these are the people that not just the federal government, but big tech goes after on a regular basis.
Yeah, and, you know, add Maya Flores to the list because this is a woman who is a Hispanic that has made waves and is a Trump conservative. And the more that some of these Latinos, more of the black community start coming over to the conservative side because they realize that, hey, they are weaponizing the government against us. You think that's going to go well with the people that are in low-income neighborhoods that are? No.
Because they know
not.
They'll be targeted first.
Just as much, yes. And yeah, I mean, you're going to see Maya Flores. You're going to see, yeah, like Carla said, all of us. Everyone that ever talks against Biden and what's gone on and the economy and the real facts, the things that people are really facing when they're at home, those are going to be the targets from now on.
When are people going to go, okay, this is no longer a right-wing conspiracy
theory? It started last night.
No, I believe so,
too. It started last night. And again, you saw it's a flash poll, but you started to see a lot of, again, people in the middle, people that don't have a left or right-wing leaning, who went, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
And I think that's...
And there's no answer.
And there's no answer. And I think that's where when you talk about, like, oh, look what's going on with the Senate. Oh, look at how they're going to be able to retain it. These are the sort of things that make it very difficult for them to go, we need to retain power. No, somebody's going to pay for this.
Yeah, you're exactly right. All right, when we come back, we'll get a headline in, and then we'll continue to talk about the Trump Mar-a-Lago FBI raid that has really changed the course of this country. Next on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station. Love to hear your feedback. If you've got ideas, thoughts about what has happened and what is happening, 404-741-1230. This is The Morning Extra.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
RBM of Atlanta presents My Headline with the Morning Extra.
All right, I don't know that the headline could be anything other than the FBI raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Palm Beach, Florida. It's unreal. We got into it a little bit ago, but I want to include something that brings this around to a local point of view, and the fact that Stacey Abrams is running for governor here in the state of Georgia. She is a rubber stamp for that left-leaning, that radical left-leaning way of thinking. She thinks just like the people in the FBI. She thinks just like the people in the State Department. She thinks just like the people in the White House, and she will run the state of Georgia just like they run the federal government and just like they run New York and California. Mm-hmm. And in in
she's
Illinois,
paid to, right?
What's that?
And she's paid to,
yes,
from
of
New
course.
York and California.
Of course, that's where all of her money comes from. But then when you start really thinking about it, and you start digging down, because she had a statement that Georgians don't have to accept a good economy and extremist ideas. You can separate those. And I thought, well, this is the first time I've ever agreed with her. She's right for once, because keeping her out of office would prevent that. We would be able to not only be a state that respects the Second Amendment and self-protection, self-defense, we also respect the dignity of life. She does not do either of those things, which I consider extreme. And we can keep Brian Kemp, who has a great economy, in the state of Georgia. So, yeah, she's right. We don't have to accept her. We can keep Kemp and keep Georgia rolling down the path that it's been rolling on, which is a successful one.
Yeah, it's amazing, the extremism of Georgia. Yeah, we haven't heard very much extremism here over the past 4 years, have we? No, we've heard growth. We've heard jobs. We've heard, hey, we're not going to lock down. Hey, our kids are going to go back to school. We've allowed freedoms. We've allowed what the Constitution and the state constitution. Let's start there, because before we had a constitution that protected us on a national level, we had state constitutions that helped us really figure out how to do a entire federal constitution. So we have a state constitution here, and we've upheld that, and we continue to uphold that. And Brian Kemp has done a great job doing that. I know a lot of people don't like Brian Kemp because they feel like he didn't do enough in 2020 to help Donald Trump. But take all that apart and realize we live in a great state because of the freedoms we have. It was funny, Tug, and Carlos, I got in an argument with someone on Twitter, and you know, Tug, I can't be like you. I try. I want to.
There's no winning. There's no winning. It's always tit for tat. It never goes away.
But they were attacking Herschel. They called him dumb as a box of
but
rocks
and
whatever
reading,
and blah, blah,
I love
blah.
Reading what you post because I'm like, see, he's right. I know he's right.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, and I'm like, oh, well, that's really nice of you. So this is your comment and blah, blah, blah. And do you realize that he grew up with a stutter and that affects, you know, that affects certain things about the way he speaks? And Biden had one too. Okay, so you can call Biden a moron. No, you can't do that. Well, then why do you think it's okay to do that? We went back and forth, but one thing this guy said was, well, I got to go hike Joshua Tree because I live in a real free state. And I said, wait, hold on.
Hang on.
That's a free state compared to Georgia? He goes, yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll challenge you right now. Why don't you go down to the store and buy some cannabis and show me your receipt? Obviously, it's not a free state. That's the ridiculousness of the left. That constitutes a free state, not the fact that I could carry a gun wherever I want and protect my family. Pick and choose what you think makes us free. And Stacey Abrams, she wants to lock us down again. She wants to put us away. And she wants to divide the state. As much as she says one Georgia, she wants to divide it. But this today with Mar-a-Lago and everything else that happened last night,
it's another reason she cannot be elected governor in this state.
Yes.
Another reason.
We don't need her weaponizing. We already have problems with people who are running for office for the attorney general, for the DA offices that say they will not prosecute laws, that they will not do their jobs. They're already coming up with a way. And these are her people. These are her cronies. These are her friends that are saying they will not uphold the laws. Those are the kind of people that we don't want. They're attacking the Constitution, the state constitution, and the U.S. Constitution.
I talk about protections right in front of you because local government does matter. Your school board does matter. Your local sheriff does matter. And I tie it back into Mar-a-Lago and what we're talking about with Stacey Abrams. Rick Bradshaw, I had to look him up. He is the sheriff of Palm Beach County. He is a Democrat in office who's been there since 2005. Make sure you have a local sheriff that tells the federal authorities, you don't have authority here to do what you're planning on doing. Step in and basically be like, this is not going to work. Federalism does work.
Yes, it does.
And so that's one of those deals where you realize you elected somebody who completely agrees with this sort of stuff. When I think about my county, I know, you know what, if the federal government ever wanted to play any kind of games, I'm going to have the sheriff's office step in and go, not happening here. You're not going to be allowed to do it. But that's where you talk about that government right in your face at a local level and why it matters.
Well, but it's not sexy. I get it. People get caught up. It's not sexy. The school board's not sexy. The sheriff's office not sexy. The chief of police maybe not sexy.
Yeah, your local city council is not sexy.
It's right, but it's so stinking important, and that's a great example why – Before we get out to Rocco, you got.
No, no, I'm sorry. I want to hear from Rocco.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Rocco,
let's go.
Rocco giving away shirts and everything else last week.
That's right, Rocco. What's on your mind, Rocco, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, man. Just breaking this craziness down.
I could not go to sleep. It just angered me. This is a product of 5.5 years of dehumanizing Donald J. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But when you dehumanize somebody to the point where you think you can do anything to them, I want to know, where was the Secret Service protection that Donald Trump had? Where were they?
Well, he was in New York, so that's probably part of it.
Well, no, they were also at Mar-a-Lago. The Secret Service was there. They were notified ahead of time that they were coming, so they had to allow the FBI agents into Mar-a-Lago. So they allowed them, but they stepped aside. They didn't want any part of it. They didn't do any research, but they had to allow them in at that point. But they were there, and they made sure that, you know, they took what they were supposed to take. But again, the lawyers will go through all that before anything, so you don't have to worry about anything like that. But you're right. There should have been a subpoena, if anything, Rocco.
This is a message to anybody and everybody who thinks that way, who supports him, who has supported him in the past. We'll do it to him, and we'll do it to you. Mm-hmm. And just as Carlos was saying, you better protect yourself. You better have some way of documenting these things when they happen to you. You better have one or two cell phones on you to record when they do knock your door down, because they will knock your door down, obviously.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Rocco, thank you so much
for
taking
there's
that
no
call.
Excessive use of force. There's nothing where you can sit back and say, well, I can't believe this happened to me. It happened to a former president. Why do you think that they would even use any kind of additional consideration for you?
Well, they definitely won't.
This is the weaponizing of our federal government.
But again, and I said it, I think maybe in the last segment, I hope this is the eye-opening moment where people stop going, well, this is a right-wing conspiracy. This is a rhino conspiracy. This is one of those things that only the people on the right
what
make
happens
up.
When rhino is right?
It stops being
a conspiracy.
But that's the thing. He has been often.
I think about it. We go back to 2010, 2011, and Lois Lerner, who basically decided, you know what, we're going to slow roll all of these applications from Tea Party groups to make sure they do not get any tax breaks, and they're potentially can be targeted by the IRS. Now, that was very passive in comparison. Mm-hmm. This is much more aggressive now.
Yeah, this and you know what? I mean, it's funny because Jim Jordan came out right away and said, hey, and he put a tweet out. If they do this to a former president, they're going to come for you. We already know that. We saw it with the school board and the National School Board Association. That's why when everybody says and the White House will put out the statements that they had no idea this was going on, we know that's BS.
Come on.
We know it's BS because we know that they knew when the NSBA sent a letter.
Sent an email to the White House saying, we want you to investigate these parents.
Oh, and then guess what happened?
The White House went to the FBI.
Common parents.
That were saying, we don't like what's happening in our school board on the local level, which is what Carlos always points out and why it's so important. And then you can see the email chain. School board reaches out to White House. White House reaches out to FBI. FBI goes to the school board and starts arresting people. It's clear what's happening.
Yeah, and it's unbelievable. And the more that the people say in the left, you're going to hear it all day, right? That, oh, yeah, of course. You know what? The president is not above the law. No, he's not above the law. We all know that. This is not what that is. Listen, you would never allow the FBI in your house. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican, without a warrant. You would never allow them in your house without a subpoena of some kind for the information they're looking for. The problem is that they went in for one reason only. They want to go back for the National Archives. They think there's still more boxes out there. They went in January. They removed 15 boxes. That's what they're going to use and say that that's why they went in there, not for any other reason. But we all know they're looking for any breadcrumb they can. Liz Cheney, all of them, for the January 6th commission. That's all this is.
Well, that's fine. Have a smoking gun. Okay.
But you got to have a subpoena.
I'm just saying, if you're going to go in and then be able to come out, and you got to do it
you
quick. You got to say, this is what we found. Here's this. When you don't, it really feeds into this fervor of y'all ain't right. Y'all are acting very incorrectly.
It erodes the trust in the federal government.
Well,
I haven't
trusted the FBI for the better part of a couple of years for all this stuff. I mean, the moment that you had Hillary Clinton, there's 30,000 emails missing, but we're just going to kind of let her off. Because I remember watching that thing live and going, you're just admitting that she committed a federal crime, yet we're not doing anything about it.
Did he go to their house?
No, it didn't go.
Surprising.
Part of the ruling class. Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Surprising, I know.
Yeah, and that's the, that, hey, look, this is going to just kind of backfire on them, and that's fine, and allow it to happen. But you know what? They did exactly what they did, and we keep talking about it with the January 6th committee. It's just like a lawyer throwing something out in front of a jury and them going, objection. Okay, that's, yeah.
Yeah, you do it on purpose to make sure the information gets out,
yeah.
Even though you know it's going to be ejected.
And that's all this is, and that's what's going to end up happening, because like Carlos said, if they would have went in and opened up boxes and said, hey,
here it is.
We got it. You know what? A lot of us might be like, okay. Makes a little bit of sense. I get why you did it.
That.
But what this all comes down to, and Rhino has been way ahead of the curve on this when he talks about it, this is about if we get to 2024 and Donald Trump survives the primary, this comes down to federal authorities raided his home.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
In political ads. Exactly. That's all it is.
Okay. Yeah. Just and the video, right? We'll see the video of it in Mar-a-Lago, and we'll see the video of, you know, we're already seeing it, the one blazer out front of the gate and the guy with the AR-15 look at, there we go.
Because it has an air of criminality when you see that in front of a home.
You know what you're not going to see? Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. The paperwork. Nothing. Right. Exactly.
There's nothing here, guys. That's what you're not going
to
see.
Rocco brings this up, and I agree. You have to have as many protections as possible.
Yes.
If you don't believe that we are now, I bring it up, and I know it sounds a little bit wild when I say your freedom is the enemy of Western governments right now. Mm-hmm. And your governments are looking to target you. And if you want to be outspoken and talk about medical freedom or actual freedom or anything else like that, you are a target.
And you're going to be censored, too. It's been clear that they did that in social media. Yeah. They did that across the board. But, no, you're right. And I think more people now, this morning, are probably opening their eyes, Rhino, to that they've never even considered it before.
Well, what I want people to open their eyes to is the fact that they took boxes out of Mar-a-Lago with no evidence whatsoever. They couldn't hold it back. So what do we think of when we are conservatives? We think, okay, they're hiding something. And should I trust when they open these boxes to believe anything? No. And here's part
or
of the reason.
Something wouldn't be put in there.
Right, or something wouldn't be put in there. And I'll give you an exact example of this. And you can go get Capital Punishment, the movie by Nick Searcy. But one of the defendants in the January 6th trial or committee or whatever you want to call this sham of a joke.
Political prisoner.
Political prisoner. Yes, he's a political prisoner. The evidence used against him was a box that was taken from his home, from his garage, that was filled with pocket constitutions that he handed out at different kind of Save America rallies. That was labeled as extremist propaganda as evidence. And it was taken by the FBI. They were actually turned the FBI on our own citizen, took a box of constitutions and called it extremist propaganda. So if you expect me to believe anything that comes out of Mar-a-Lago without any kind of evidence, and again, Trump's lawyers will make sure that nothing is gone through without them being there and seeing it and it being admitted until after they go through everything. So I'm not too worried about it. But I am worried about people like me, Carlos, Tug, Flounder, because we don't have those kind of lawyers. We don't have that resource to get those kind of lawyers. Exactly.
I will tell you, so every single year for the better part of about 6 or 7 years, I've always paid to make sure that I have basically retainer protection when it comes to audit. Mm-hmm. I've always made it a point, mm-hmm, just because when you're working a multitude of jobs, when you know, here's a portion of this, it's paid this way, here's, mm-hmm, a portion that's paid this way, you've got income coming in from Florida, like I always wanted to protect myself in that regard. If you don't think that if they told me you have to pay double from now going forward, that I'm going to do it every single year to make sure when I get that letter in the mail, it's here you go, and go take care of this, because you are now a target.
Goodness gracious. It seems like
my accountant.
No kidding. But it seems like it almost seems like a movie, a made for TV movie, almost like this January 6th committee. Mm. It seems like this is such a made for TV thing. There's nothing to it. Yet
it is
so. Oh, I know it is, but the precedent it sets is what's so alarming.
But when Rhino and I bring this up, and it's funny that Rhino has a weekend show where he talks about Rhino conspiracies, and I've talked about this, and I bring this up on Twitter, and to now see it right in your face, mm-hmm, where you realize, wait a minute, an ex-president is a target. It's basically, we are going to use the powers of the federal government to target this particular person. It's the biggest person. It's by far the leader of the Republican Party, and that's who they decided to target.
And you're opening this up for every president here on out, because if you don't think that there is going to be any kind of retribution, there is. Because as soon as 2024 is coming above, you know, or 2023, let's start at 2023. If you don't think Jim Jordan, Banks, and all of them are going to put together, Marjorie Taylor Greene, all of them are going to get together in the House and say, hey, let's go through Biden's stuff. Let's go through these people's. Oh, it is going to be, you know what? I mean, it's not going to be good for anyone.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's going to be ugly. By February, if Hunter Biden is not in front of a House committee talking about hookers and cocaine and crack, we have a problem.
Brian Stelter even admitted it the other night on CNN that this is a big... Now, he was the leading person that said there's nothing here. This is a right-wing rhino conspiracy. Now is admitting freely that something will happen to Hunter Biden.
Oh, well, yeah, something will happen to Hunter Biden. Nothing will happen to Hunter Biden. Well, you know why? Because someone will start a war with China.
Right. Well, there's, yeah.
They'll insulate one way or another.
Take the focus off of it. Absolutely. I mean, look.
They'll ask China for help. Yes. Don't worry.
No kidding. All right. Local newspaper is going even further to the left, and a comedian is questioning why the left celebrates unhealthy lifestyles. Next on Extra 106.3. Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station. This is the Morning Extra Tug, Rhino, Front Office Lowe's and Flounder 2.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, it's Neil Bortz. And who do you trust to cover the huge 2022 election season? How about Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station, Extra 106.3.
7:30 this morning, you can see, hear the Talking Master. I guess you can see him, too, since we're streaming to YouTube there. Right, Rhino? Am I right about that?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
So you could, yeah, I guess you could, well, you'd see us, not him, because he'll be on the phone. But you get the you get the point I'm trying to make. 7:30 is when Neil Bortz joins us for the Neil Bortz Show. And before we get to extra entertainment, this is the Morning Extra Tug, Rhino, and Front Office Lowe's. Georgia Bulldogs sit at number 3 in the USA Today college football coaches poll. Ahead of the Dogs is Ohio State and then Alabama. That's exactly right. Georgia off their first.
No surprise there.
Yeah, right. It's pretty basic.
Quarterbacks are bringing back everybody. Yeah. Imagine those are going to be the top 3 teams.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But look forward to seeing the Dogs in action really, really soon. It's September 3rd is when the game against Oregon.
3:30 kickoff, and right now I looked at the pricing. It's about $220 to get in the building.
Okay.
So I hope it comes down a little bit because that's one of those games I do want to go to.
Yeah, me too. I'd love to see that game. I don't know that I'll be getting there, but I'll be watching it on TV and trying to find Lowe's in the crowd.
No, Rhino and I have already figured this out. Yeah. We need to start covering these games as correspondents for Extra 106.3.
When does that begin?
Because typically what happens, especially with our sister station over at the Fan, they get 2 credentials for every game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we get 2 credentials for
that's
every
exactly
game,
right, man. Well, we can rotate this game. Thing. Yeah. Absolutely, rotate this thing in and out. Absolutely, we'll all make fun of all the crazy people cheering for the wrong team in the building.
That's right.
They're going to be. Yeah, that's another
some
thing.
Mets fans I want to beat up.
For sure. No doubt.
Don't worry, they got their time's coming. Just relax.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, take a deep breath. I agree with you on that one. I think the Mets are.
Right now, they're the better team.
Right,
you got
60
days.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Let's see.
Yeah, I need to see a little bit more out of what I've seen out of the last 2 series, the Braves.
You know what? Again, the Braves, as of this date, on August 9th, last year, that was the first time they got over 500 for the year.
Yeah.
On August 9th, when they went to like 54 and 53.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they were not the best team in August at all in Major League Baseball. A lot of time.
Yeah, there
it is. Let it play.
Let it happen. Let it happen, but... I do agree with Rhino. Like, I want to see it start happening sooner rather than later. I don't want to wait all the way.
You're almost 20 games over 500. You're a good ball club. You'll be fine.
No, I'm not worried. Yeah, look, I mean, like I was telling Alicia, like, there's a wild card. I'm not worried about that. But you know what? I mean, the Mets look so good. I need to see a little bit more. Look, if these were like, if the Braves were playing their best baseball, if the pitching staff looked like the pitching staff I see when they play the Phillies or the Nationals or some of the other teams that we've played this year, it'd be a different story. But you know what? I mean, it's just, it seems like they're not ready to play this team. Like, they're intimidated by the Mets. Like, they're afraid to lose to the Mets, and they're not going out there like the Braves and the confidence that I see when they play other teams. They don't have that confidence when they play the Mets.
Again, the Mets were fortunate. They got an August series at home. Wait till we get to September, October. I love what Spencer Strider said. Yeah, wait till we get to October. Wait till we get to September. Yeah. And I'll tell you, when it's Max Fried versus whoever with the Mets, that person will have not thrown in a World Series game.
They got lucky hits.
They're going to look over and go, do you know how to deal with this pressure right now? Because I do.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole
team
knows how.
Yeah, right. We've been there. We've done it. Yeah, it's funny, though. Spencer Strider, because he took a lot of grief for saying they had a lot of lucky hits. And they did.
It's like,
they
did. We'll see you in a couple months.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is the Morning Extra on Extra 101. Extra! Rhino is our own better-looking version of Mario Lopez.
Yes, I am. Yes, this is our little extra entertainment. First of all, I need to say today is a very special day because if not for my mother, I wouldn't be here. Happy birthday, Mom.
Aww,
oh, happy birthday.
God bless you, Mama.
She's down there not too far from Mar-a-Lago right
Watch
now.
Watch out, the FBI's in there.
Yeah, Ma. Shh, hide everything. all right, so some sad news yesterday, and I'm going to be a little bit honest here. When I was kind of age, when things start happening in a boy's body.
Puberty.
You start realizing you like women.
I realized that I liked women and that women can have babies. And I was part of that mixture when I saw the movie Xanadu. And I watched this on HBO as a kid to the point where my dad said, you got to stop watching this movie.
I like beautiful men.
You do? I thought you were just saying I missed something.
I saw the name John, I assume. No, Olivia Newton-John, of course, passed away at the age of 73 yesterday. Has been struggling with breast cancer for almost 13 years, I guess, really bad. Yeah, and unfortunately lost her yesterday. She is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen.
No question.
Now, here's the funny thing. I do not like blondes. Like, blonde is not my thing. I'm not attracted to blondes except for her. Like, that's the only one. That's the only exception.
She's the shining star.
Yeah. Well, her and Betty White.
Okay. Well, I don't really get that one.
Both of them are gone now, so now I'm sad.
Yeah, I guess you're out of blondes.
Yeah, you're out of blondes now. You're going to have to find new blondes.
I know. Speaking of blondes, by the way, I want to give an update on Anne Heche. So there are a lot of stories. First of all, Alec Baldwin's getting a lot of flack for going out and saying that he loves her and that he supports her and all that. I think it's okay to say that because before that point, he didn't know what was happening. It came out later that she was on a podcast talking about vodka. In fact, the vodka was featured throughout the episode. And then, of course, she crashed her car into a home and causing the residents to catch on fire. Heche, who's 53, is in a coma this morning. Of course, I hope that she gets better. I hope that she's been dealing with these kind of issues, a lot of issues over the past probably 10, 12 years, and we've heard a lot about some of her problems. I hope she does get better, but it's not looking good for her right now at all. They actually asked for a warrant to go pull blood to make sure she wasn't intoxicated, but it doesn't look good. It looks like she will probably be charged if she ever comes out of this coma.
Is there a point where you really can't say, like, I get it. Like, if you're involved in some sort of crazy gun violence or whatever else, that's not going to work. But even if, like, Tug drove his truck through an orphanage, like, didn't kill anybody, but he drove through an orphanage, I'd be like, babe, I'm praying that Tug gets better.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
right.
it's a nice thing to do.
But I mean, it's a very human
right,
instinct.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't understand where people would go after somebody like Baldwin and get after him, because obviously...
And he's an idiot, and I still
I agree. I sit back and I go, this is a friend of yours, maybe she has a significant problem, and maybe that's what caused this.
Yeah, he's... look, I mean, sometimes you just got to take politics out of it. I know a lot of people don't like Alec Baldwin. Listen, I'm one who grew up and fought with the Baldwin brothers when I was living on Long Island. They were out in Massapequa. I do not like him at all. Alec Baldwin and I have gone back and forth on Twitter. We've had our issues about guns and violence, and it turned out that he ended up using a gun to kill someone, and I gave him a really hard time about
Surprising,
it.
On accident.
Well, you know, in my fairness, too, we're, you know, he came out and talked about guns and we need to take guns away from everybody. And I put out a tweet that says, yeah, but yet in every movie and every poster, like Miami Blues, you glorify guns. And he responded with, prop guns don't kill people, stupid. Yeah, that didn't age well.
Until they do.
But yeah, I'm not a big fan of his, but you got to stop, you know, with that. I mean, look, it's okay to go out there and wish her well. What she did was wrong. I don't like the drunk driving. I think it's, you know, irresponsible, especially with someone who has money to get an Uber and if she's coming home from something. But I do hope she gets better as well.
Yeah, of course.
It's a real unfortunate story. And locally here in Atlanta, Axios, we know them as a very left-leaning website. Well, Cox, who owns Atlanta Journal-Constitution here in Atlanta, has bought Axios. How you guys feel about that?
Well, it's not that big of a difference in what they put out every day.
It continues to move that direction with the local news and local everything along those lines, where you go, you guys used to kind of be a little bit more right-leaning, and that's going away. Axios, whenever I read anything from Axios, and it is critical of the administration or gives bad news, you realize how bad it has to be, because exactly Axios looks to spin everything very left.
No question. And I actually subscribe to their morning email just so I can see what the other side is saying whatever topic it is. And it's one of the few that I actually go, okay, they're putting good stuff together. So I appreciate it. I don't agree with it ever, but no. I know what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going on and looking at some of their headlines. Closing the racial wealth gap. Mm-hmm. Cooling centers are the next climate resilience hub. Pizzagate. Absolute jokes. This is so stupid.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, it's not going to change much for them
at all. Anyway, we'll get to, because I want to play you this thing that Bill Maher said about fatness. We'll do that after the I think you actually are.
Oh, okay.
In this situation, I think.
Oh, I'm ready to jump on this one
because it's unbelievable, and the guy's so right, and he's not actually right. I should say he's correct because he's a left leaning guy for the most part, but common sense does not escape Bill Maher, and that's I think the reason that everybody all of a sudden is looking at him going, hold up, this guy's making sense. A Georgia political legend says one Republican has become the most influential Republican of all time, even more than Ronald Reagan. Next on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station. Download the app. That's the best way to listen because you can listen live and on demand.
A lifetime of hard work, children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.